Take your Bible, please, and open to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll begin with verses 5 and 6, and then we'll move to 1 John. Thank you, Leah Maddox, your ministry and song. Well, we live in an academic community, and we know that a part of being in school is you have to write papers and you have to take tests. And today is test day. So get out a sheet of paper and a pencil and number from 1 to 3, because I have a test for you today. These are the tests of eternal life. And here's the text. This is the biblical basis for what we're doing today. It's not in the Bible. I don't have any business preaching it from this pulpit, right? Okay, at least one person agrees with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the tests? And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the tests. Some time ago, I asked my wife, Kim, are you sure you're saved? Now, I have no reason to question the validity of her salvation. She's a godly woman and a very devoted Christian and servant of Christ. And I think it caught her by surprise, and she says something like, well, why do you ask, or do you have doubts about my walk with God? And I said, well, I'm just doing what the Bible says. Examine yourselves. I ask myself that question from time to time. Examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Because if Christ Jesus is in you, then you are in the faith. Unless, he says here in the latter part of verse 5, unless you fail the test. Do you have eternal life? Are you born again? Are you sure? Can you be sure? I had a